Hare Krishna. I'll be speaking about the appearance day of Srimati Sita Devi. Sita Devi, a manifestation of the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, is the eternal consort of Lord Ramachandra. Srimati Sita Devi is the daughter of the earth goddess Bhumi Devi and the central figure of Ramayana. In Maharishi Valmiki's own words, Ramayana is known as the noble story of Sita. Sita Aya Charitam Mahat. Her glories are sung by the poet Saint Tyagaraj in his Sri Janakatayane. O daughter of Janak, the blessed souls of refugees, O consort of Sri Raghuram, bedecked with shining gem ornaments, pray, protect me always. You are the wind that destroys the clouds of demons like the hundred-headed Ravana. You are the indweller in the hearts of the devotees. Your feet shine with the luster of gems set in the crown of Indra. King Janak was the wise and benevolent king of Janakpuri, and although a great saintly king, he was childless. Janak Maharaj was one day ploughing a piece of land, and then to prepare it for conducting a yagna, that is spiritual sacrifice, he unearthed a golden casket in which he found a beautiful girl and was overjoyed. A land ploughed by the yoke is called Sita, and so he named the baby Sita. With the arrival of the baby, the king's good luck appeared to soar up. His queen also gave birth to a daughter who was named Urmila. They gave them a very good education. The two beautiful girls, by their noble qualities, good behavior and intelligence, endeared themselves to one and all and grew to become ideal princesses. Sita grew up and played in the palace of Janak Raj. She became well known for her beauty as well as her devotion. She could often be seen absorbed in the deity of the Lord of Suryavamsha. She would, when on her own, sometimes lovingly enact the pastimes of the various forms of Lord and relish his pastimes. In this way, she revealed to those close to her that she has no ordinary young girl. Her fame, like her beauty, became well known, and soon it was time for her to be betrothed and then married. As with the Kshatriya kings of those days, Janak Raj organized that all the worthy kings and princes would come. There would be a challenge on her hand, and the victor would become her husband. The story goes such that one day, revered sage Parshuram came to visit King Janak. He carried a bow with him. He left it at the doorstep of the royal hall and then went inside. Sita saw the bow, ran to it, and began playing with it, as if it was a play horse. Only those with great physical strength and daring could lift and handle the Vaishnav bow. When Parshuram came out, the bow was missing. Ordinary persons could not lift it with ease. And he, curiously looking around, spotted Sita playing with it, as if it was a play horse. The sage and the king were astonished. The great sage Parshuram, who is a partial incarnation of Vishnu, then blessed Sita and said to King Janak, "My dear king, only a great and strong person can wed this girl of such capacity. Arrange a Swayamvar, where the brides choose their spouses for their prowess. for her and let the most suitable person in the three worlds marry her. The challenge was so set out. The man who conquers the Shiva bow weds Sita. And so, all manner of qualified princes and wannabes came from all over the world. But how to find such a heroic young man to wed such a girl? Many noble princes from several kingdoms came, aspiring for the hand of the beautiful damsel Sita. But they were awed by the mighty bow, and saluting it, turned away. Sage Vishwamitra, accompanied by his disciples, Rama and Lakshman, arrived at Mithila. The princes, sons of renowned King Dashrath, had conquered many demons, Rakshasas. King Janak felt glad at their arrival. Vishwamitra told Rama, "Dear Ramachandra, pray to Lord Shiva and take the bow." Sri Rama bowed to Vishwamitra and offered all respects. He then prayed for the grace of Lord Shiva, went and raised the bow with ease and thrust an arrow. As he bent the bow, it broke. Sita Devi came and garlanded him and accepted him as her husband. Later, while Rama was all set for coronation, his stepmother, Dashrath's second wife Kekayi, wants her son Bharat to become the king. Before the aged king could hand over his crown to his eldest son Ram, Dashrath was destined to die. And instead of being crowned king of Ayodhya, Rama is sent into exile in the forest for 14 long years by an intrigue in the palace and a quirk of fate. Rama goes to the forest accompanied by Sita and brother Lakshman. While Rama, Sita and Lakshman are living a simple yet happy life in the forest, tragedy strikes. Henceforth, the plot revolves around the abduction of Sita by the demon king Ravan, the ten-headed ruler of Lanka, and Rama's pursuit to rescue her. Aided by Lakshman and the mighty monkey general Hanuman, Sita is held captive in the island as Ravan tries to persuade her to marry him. But she maintains her purity completely. Ram assembles an army of allies comprising mainly of monkeys under the brave Hanuman. They attack Ravan's army and after a fierce battle succeed in killing the demon king and freeing Sita, reuniting her with Rama. After 14 long years, Rama and Sita returns to Ayodhya and are warmly welcomed back by the citizens of the kingdom, where they rule for many years and have two sons, Lav and Kush. Unfortunately, Sita's chastity during her period of capture by Ravan comes under scrutiny, and she has to go through the trial by fire to prove her purity. But Queen, who emerged from the earth at her birth, invokes Mother Earth to take her back into the earth, and the saintly Sita returns to her mother, never to reappear again. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desire Tree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat: 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desire Tree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.